Self-employed retirement accounts have massive benefits. Tax savings in the current year, tax deferred or tax-free growth, and of course, helps you save for retirement. But I rarely see business owners use them or they're using the wrong one. So in this episode, we are walking through exactly what you need to know to pick the right retirement plan for your business.
Welcome back to the Becoming Work Optional podcast. I'm Matt. With me is my co-host Rachel. And today we're going to be talking about self-employed retirement accounts and focusing on small businesses and solopreneurs. So luckily we have the resident expert Rachel with us. So it's going to be exciting, kind of similar to like the RSU episode where she hit me with some questions. I'll be hitting her with some, and I'm sure it's going to be fruitful for everyone.
Yeah, I think this episode is going to be perfect specifically for the small business owner, the solo entrepreneur. If that's you, you're going to get a lot out of this episode, or maybe just somebody who has a few employees, but we're breaking out these different retirement accounts and the options that you have based off of the stages of where you are in business. So I shared this online and it seemed to resonate with a lot of people. I broke it up by beginner entrepreneur, intermediate entrepreneur, and advanced entrepreneur. So as you're going through the stages of being an entrepreneur, there's kind of different things that you need to tackle or think about, and that applies to your retirement accounts too. So I'm excited to go through that. There's a lot of different nuances between, you know, SEP IRA, solo 401ks, and, you know, Matt and I can share our own experiences as far as what we've done as we've gone through the stages and where we are with this.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, as we know, and any other person who's ever started a business knows, you know, there's a lot that goes into simply building the business and making the business successful. So once you get into that stage of like, okay, the revenue is stable, the business is profitable, now you kind of explore it deeper into like tax planning opportunities. And that's almost always going to lead you into looking into self-employed retirement plans. So the problem is, you know, there's tons of nuances like contribution rules, limits, and just overall like boxes that you need to check depending on the plans that you choose. And those can be really overwhelming. So like I said, with Rachel being kind of like our resident expert when it comes to like working with small business owners, you know, one of the most common questions I'll hear like from people who start researching plans is like, I'm not sure which one is the best fit for my specific financial situation, because it really does tie into everything around you. It's not just the business. You really have to look at it from a high level view and like understand that, you know, things might be changing in your situation over the next few years. So like, which one's going to fit best for you? So when you're working with someone, like, just give us an idea of like the framework, like, where do you start like when helping people make that decision of like what plan works best for them?
Yeah, there are so many options and different ways that you can do this. And it depends on, you know, your business structure, your revenue, everything like that. So I always like to start with just these three factors, and this will influence and help you decide which one to pick. Number one is just how much can you save? So if we're setting up this really complicated, you know, retirement account strategy, but you're only putting away like $5,000 to $7,000, you're in that early stages, then those might not make sense yet. So we have to think about, first and foremost, how much are we actually allocating to these retirement accounts? Then I like to ask what's going on with the employees. Do you have employees? Are you a solo business owner? Is it just you and your spouse? That has a big influence on which retirement account is right for you. Somebody who is the solo business owner has a lot of different options versus somebody who has, you know, even two employees. So that's really important factor. And then finally, I like to look out a few years and say, how will your business change over the next few years? Because what I would hate to do is get this all set up, we figure out the structure of it, and then next year it's basically obsolete because your business has changed quite a bit. So if we're anticipating like a large increase in revenue or hiring employees next year, then we need to consider that when choosing a plan. We want to make sure that when we set this up, that it's good, not just this year, but for a few years. Because otherwise it just causes those organizational headaches. And as an entrepreneur, you should be focused on the business. So we want this to kind of be set up and then running in the background, so you don't have to think about it again.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, as advisors, that's one of the biggest things that we are always trying to do for clients is like, I want to take as much off of their plate as possible. So the last thing I'm going to do is recommend a plan that ends up being something we have to basically get rid of or change the following year, and then basically put a bunch more work or stress and like administrative things back onto them.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so I think, you know, starting, let's just kind of break it out as far as like beginner, intermediate, advanced, and like where those go. So, you know, we're looking at like a beginner entrepreneur. Sometimes these plans don't even really, that might not even be like a self-employed plan. It could be one of those plans that's available to everyone. So that is one of those, in those situations, we're looking at like your Roth IRA, your traditional IRA, health savings account, which obviously there's some requirements around having a high deductible health plan, but could also be another great one for entrepreneurs. So, as far as like when you're starting off with those like beginner entrepreneurs, just walk us through and like those beginning stages, what you're recommending they kind of go through.
Yeah, so when I'm thinking about the beginner entrepreneur, I'm thinking back to that first factor, which is how much can you actually save? How much can you afford to put away? And if we're not at that point where we're going to want to put away, 20, 30K, maybe even six figures, which would be the advanced entrepreneur, which we're going to touch on later. If we're not there, and maybe you've just become profitable, or maybe you're now have a healthy cash flow and you're just now thinking about it, but you anticipate for the next few years that your business isn't really going to take off in revenue, or even if it does, you'd rather take that money, put it back into the business than retirement accounts, then we might just want to start with a really simple setup. And the simplest setup is a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. So the traditional IRA is available to you and you can deduct it if you have no other workplace retirement plans. This now becomes available to you. Contribution limits are low for this. So it's 7,000 in 2024. It rises to 8,000 if you're 50 years or older. But it's just so easy to set up. So for that beginner entrepreneur, a lot of times it makes sense just to open up a simple IRA, Roth IRA, stash cash in there. And then I know for a lot of my self-employed folks that they are now on some type of marketplace insurance. That's one of the drawbacks of being self-employed. We now have to pay for our health insurance. And a lot of them go for the high deductible health plan. Now, whether or not that's the right decision is a completely different topic. But if you decide that that was the right plan for you and you went for the high deductible health plan, and the plan meets the provisions for a health savings account, now we can add this onto your initial retirement savings plan. Health savings account, also really easy to set up. The limits vary. If it's self-only coverage, so if it's just you don't have your dependents or your spouse on it, that's 4,150 that you can put away in 2024. If it is family coverage, so you and your spouse, or you, your spouse, your children, that rises, it doubles to 8,300. And then we get another catch-up contribution. If you're 55 or older, you get to throw in an extra 1,000 into the health savings account. So I really think in the first few years of business, the combination of the IRA or Roth IRA and the HSA is pretty powerful. It allows you to put anywhere from 11,150 to 15,300 in it, depending on if it's self-only or family or in your age. So it's really a decent amount for that beginner entrepreneur, I think.
Yeah, and I think what's really great too is like as you mentioned with the kind of like what you can contribute, the range is there, like you know what you can get up to between 11 to 15,000 or so. What's really important too is you to contribute to an IRA or Roth IRA, you have to have the income, so either earn income or like net income from the business. So it's not your revenue. Like you have to have at least like your contribution is capped at either the annual limit of $7,000 in 2024 if you're under 50, or the max of your net self-employment income. So that is something that you really need to pay attention to. Because if you don't have like, you know, if you've offset all of your revenue with expenses, you're not going to be able to basically make those contributions. And that's one thing that I wanted to mention too, as far as like starting out in that beginner entrepreneur stage. Like right now, I haven't saved like anything to retirement or like investments for the last year. because basically everything, like when I'm making, now that I have a profitable business, a lot of the profitability is kind of going back into the business and certain investments that I wanted to make, or it's replenishing some of the cash reserves that I depleted over that time frame. And chances are most people are going to like go through this, like a similar stage here. But then once you cross over to like an intermediate entrepreneurial range where you feel like a little bit more confident in your ability to save and like meet all of the different like expenses that you have in, personally and in the business, you're going to encounter two of the most common retirement plans that entrepreneurs use. And that's going to be the SEP IRA and the solo 401k. So those are the two most common, but there's a ton of differences between them and nuances. And I think it also goes back to what we talked about earlier, like taking into account your whole financial situation, because the choice that you make between these plans is actually going to basically affect your ability to do like backdoor Roth IRA strategy down the line. Kind of stole a little bit of the thunder from the end, but just wanted to tease that because it is so important. So walk us through some of the nuances between them and basically how you help clients decide, you know, which account to use.
Yeah. So as your income starts to increase and you start to have a desire to put more into retirement accounts, that's usually when we're going to talk about this, the SEP IRA, the solo 401k. So to get into the nuance of the SEP IRA, the contribution limit's a little bit more complicated. You can contribute up to 25% of net earnings into this plan. There is a total cap of $69,000. That's for 2024. So the cap, the potential for how much you can put into this account jumps dramatically compared to that beginner entrepreneur who's just putting $7,000 or so into a Roth IRA. So that's why, you know, we want to start looking at these accounts once you're ready to start putting away a lot more money into retirement accounts. Now, with the SEP IRA, there are two very important things to note. The SEP IRA is, it's just the employer who can contribute to the SEP. And I'll, this distinction is important when we talk about it with the solo. So for the SEP, only the employer can contribute, not the employee. The contribution, the other important thing to note, is the contribution percentage you make for yourself must equal the contribution percentage that you put in for your employees. So what's important about this is that a SEP IRA can get expensive really quickly for the employer. If you contribute 10% to your SEP, you must also contribute 10% for your employees. That might be a lot for some of our entrepreneurs out there that's listening to this. It's a really expensive plan. It can get expensive really quickly. And like Matt pointed out, the other downside to the SEP is that it will disrupt a backdoor Roth strategy. So if you're somebody who's above those income limits to contribute to a Roth, but it's still really important for you to get money into a Roth account, a SEP IRA will actually mess this up for you. So for those reasons, I almost always, if we can, I prefer the solo 401k. Now, the thing with the solo 401k is that you, again, you're self-employed, you have to have zero employees. One important note here is that your spouse does not count as an employee. So it could be you and your spouse, but the solo 401k unlocks the employee side. So you can contribute as employer and employee. And we have two different limits here. So the employee limit for 2024 is 23,000. That rises to 30,500 if you are 50 or older. For anyone who's worked a traditional job before, these limits might sound really familiar. They're the limits that you face when you're an employee working at a company. Now, the employer limit you get as well. So that is 25% of net earnings. The cap for this is similar to the SEP, 69,000 in 2024. That rises to 76,500 if you are 50 or older, again, with that catch-up contribution. And what I like about the SEP is that it allows you to contribute, or I'm sorry, what I like about the solo is that it allows you to contribute just as much as the SEP, but now there's a lower revenue requirement. So if you want to put the same amount into a solo or into a SEP as you do the solo, you actually need a higher revenue for the SEP. The solo allows you to put more in there at a lower income. And plus, the solo 401k does not disrupt that backdoor Roth strategies, which can be really important if you're using that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I think, you know, there's a lot of great calculators out there that you can go online and say like, this is my net self-employment income. Or if you're set up as an S corp, you could say like, these are my W-2 wages, et cetera. And that will actually show you like, okay, here's what your maximum contribution is for a SEP versus a solo 401k versus any other type of like combination of plans. So those are really valuable, and they can be difficult to decipher, especially like if you're not familiar with these things. So definitely, like, I always recommend like working with a CPA when you're trying to figure out your max contribution and deduction to take, because there's a lot of nuances and you just don't know like what the ripple effect of like one decision is going to be. So, and then I think the other thing too is some people will say like, oh, SEP IRAs are so much easier to set up and have like easier like record keeping requirements. I mean, I think it's slightly true, but like solo 401ks, as far as like the progression of like how easy it is to set up and maintain them, has come a long way recently in the last few mm-hmm. years. So they've become like really easy to set up and maintain. There's like some reporting requirements, but you know, if you're working with one of the solo 401k providers, a lot of times they'll, you know, take care of that for you. Or if you're working with a CPA, like, they're going to know all the things that need to be filed. So for that reason, like you said, there's, you know, all the different like small benefits that really add up with the solo that I just feel like they outweigh any kind of administrative burden that there might be between the solo and the SEP. You know, obviously as you cross from beginner over to intermediate entrepreneur, it's a really big jump in like the amount of money that you can put away. So when you're in the in-between stages of like, okay, I can't max out like my solo 401k or up to the $69,000, you know, how do you kind of prioritize between like the beginner accounts of like the HSA and the traditional or Roth IRA and the 401k?
Yeah, you know, of course, like everything in personal finance, it depends on the client and their situation and their goals. Typically, for the same reasons as the beginner entrepreneur, where we're talking about that backdoor Roth or that traditional IRA in the HSA, which is really easy to set up, we usually fill those accounts up first. And again, if they want a tax deduction, that would inform if we're going to go traditional or pre-tax versus Roth. And then the HSA, of course, is a tax deduction. So it's a little bit easier just to go ahead and fill up those buckets first and then go over to the solo 401k if we have more at the end of it. Now, I have some clients who have really high revenue, just them and their spouse, and they just want big tax deductions. So we take advantage of all of these. We max out the solo 401k for each spouse. And we touched on this briefly, but what happens when you have a spouse either as like a W-2 employee in your company or as a business owner, they now also get to contribute to the solo and they have separate contribution limits. So you can actually, I mentioned contribution limits at $69,000 for 2024. That doubles as long as you have the income or revenue to support it. When you have a spouse on board, they can also put in that amount. So that unlocks, you know, a huge opportunity for tax savings and saving for retirement. Again, if you have the revenue, if you have that income to support those high contribution limits, this option, you know, as a solo business owner, no spouse, allows you to contribute around $80,000 and $92,800 in 1 year. And then again, we get that extra $69,000 if you do have a spouse in the business as well. So this can be huge for putting money away in retirement and getting that huge tax deduction in the current year. Now, there are some business owners that have even higher revenue or want even bigger tax deductions. And so if that's the case, we then get to move on to the advanced entrepreneur. This entrepreneur is going to have a really established business, really good cash flow. And if that's the case, we unlock even more opportunities there.
Yeah. And this is that like the layering in this cash balance plan with a 401k profit sharing, like, there, this is when things like you really want to make sure you're in a good spot with your business, because there's going to be extra costs associated with this. You know, like you're going to be putting away, you know, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, you're going to need an actuary. You're going to need, you know, like more meticulous record keeping and things like that. So there's going to be an extra cost. And also there's going to be like requirements for how much you want to contribute, things like that. So really want to make sure like you're at a really good spot in your business from a revenue standpoint, not just, you know, a 1 year spike, but an ongoing revenue stream that you can kind of, you know, be a little bit more confident that it's going to be recurring. So this, I've implemented this a few times with clients, and it's really funny to, or just interesting to see how much the like contributions can vary depending on the size of the business, the number of employees, the age of employees. So like I said, a lot of record keeping and different things that are going to go into this. So make sure that you're working with actuaries and other professionals. But Rachel, why don't you just tell us a little bit about, you know, how like working in a cash balance plan in with the other accounts kind of really supercharges the tax savings, but also your retirement savings.
Yeah. So this final phase here, the advanced entrepreneur, we're going to give probably the most disclaimers because this is where it gets a lot more complicated. And again, before you implement anything you ever read online or listen to in a podcast, please, please consult with a professional, especially with these strategies. This is where it gets a lot more complex. And if you don't know what you're getting into, it could backfire. So the cash balance plan you unlock when you're an advanced entrepreneur, like Matt said, you want that established business. You want an established cash flow, not a one-time spike in revenue, but a history of high cash flow and the ability to support a cash balance plan. Cash balance plan, it's a form of a pension plan. But the difference between that and, you know, like an income stream that you get in a typical pension plan is that you can actually take this as a lump sum and then roll it into a 401k rather than creating that pension or that income stream. So I've heard this referred to before as like a mega backdoor Roth IRA on steroids, like the mega, mega backdoor Roth. It's a way that you can get a ton of money into a 401k, but you do it through setting up a cash balance plan. And the actual calculations for the contribution limits are really complex. I can't tell you an easy number like I could for the others. It requires an actuary that you need to bring in to analyze everything and set up the plan. They have to create a formula. It's going to take into account age, maybe years of service, income, things like that. But just to give an example, in one of these plans, it might look like your 35-year-old employee might be able to put in $75,000 into a cash balance plan. Well, a 65-year-old employee could put in over $200,000 in 1 year. A serious amount of money can go into this plan in 1 year. So that's something you're going to want to think about, because this plan favors older employers or older business owners. You want to consider that when thinking about if this is a plan that you want to take on. If you have a huge range of ages in your employees and say you're actually on the younger range, it might not be the best plan for you. So it is going to require some initial setup costs. You're going to have to pay the actuary. There's going to be ongoing administration costs. So before you implement this plan, it could be a huge tax savings for you, but you need to make sure that it is and that it's good for your business. So this final stage, the advanced entrepreneur, can look like a combination of a 401k and a cash balance plan. And then all those other things that we mentioned, an HSA, a backdoor Roth IRA, you can really bring that all together if you're prepared to put in like double six figures into retirement accounts. This final stage is reserved for entrepreneurs prepared to contribute a serious amount of money, and you have to have the revenue to support this as well.
Yeah. And, you know, whenever I get to this stage with clients, it's like we're bringing in like a pension or like defined benefit plan, like group that mm-hmm. really like looks at, like they're going to take a like inventory of your business, like to see like your employees, their ages, your revenue and things like that. And as Rachel said, to really come up with like a formula for your company. So like the best part about that is like, yes, it's going to be expensive, but at the same time, they're going to come in, take like, look at your whole situation from just your business and say like, this is the right combination of plans for you. That's going to basically not only give you the most tax savings, but like is going to allow you to put the most amount as like as much as possible to these retirement plans. So super important. Like they're also going to be able to tell you like, hey, this doesn't make sense for you to do right now, because like Rachel mentioned, maybe you have employees that are a lot older than you, and they're actually going to be the ones that you're putting most of the money away for. Mm-hmm. And so tons of nuances there, but, and there's going to be people out there like, you know, this is like way above like my level of like what I need. And that's fine. Like, that's why we covered the beginner and intermediate stages, but there are going to be, and like, we work with a lot of people who are in this advanced stage, and like, this can be one of the most valuable things that they like ever really do from a tax and retirement savings standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. I certainly don't want to scare anybody off from it. It can be huge for you, for your personal finances, for your business. It's just something that you need to tread carefully when approaching it and make sure, do all of your due diligence to make sure that it's right for you. So I think that brings us to the end of the episode. You know, I hope this was really helpful for you. Matt and I are huge fans of entrepreneurship, clearly, and we want to make sure that you unlock every tool and strategy that you have available to you. Those tools, those strategies are going to change depending on the phase and the business that you're in. You know, we've been there. There was phase one where I wasn't saving anything. There was a beginner entrepreneur where I started to put a little bit away. And then as we continue to go through the phases, a lot of these more advanced strategies that we discuss can make sense for you from a tax savings vehicle and a retirement savings vehicle. Just always tread carefully, consult with a professional for implementing anything here. And as always, thanks for listening to Becoming Work Optional. If you're enjoying our show, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to or watching on. We have over 2,000 downloads, which is awesome. Thank you for the support so far. You can find me, Rachel, at camp_wealth on Twitter, Camp Wealth, Instagram, Camp Wealth, pretty much everywhere else. And then my website is rachelcampwealth.com.
Awesome. Yeah. And you can find me on Twitter/X, Instagram, any other platform, at Matthew_Garrisick. And then my business website, unrivaledwm.com. And like Rachel said, incredibly grateful for everyone who's been listening, and really excited to continue pumping out some more episodes.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Like the disclosures say in the bio of this podcast, this content is strictly for educational and informational purposes. And because everyone's situation is unique, you should consult with the appropriate professional before enacting any of the information you may hear in this podcast. You should not construe any such information or material as legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. This content is provided as is, and although the material is believed to be accurate, no representations are made that the content is error-free.